What we just hear there, Cole?
What we just heard there was Gil Scott-Heron with Lady Day and John Coltrane. Really, seriously, that record is just one of those records that it's a must listen.
Yeah, you introduced me to that one, and I really love that record. I noticed there's a lot of Kanye samples in that album, which is funny. Listen to all those old jazz and funk songs. You always notice that.
When something gets sampled, that's usually a sign that it is very good.
That's very true. Up next, we have a classic Canadian, Neil Young, off of his album Harvest. This is Alabama. I just really love this song. I've been feeling this album a lot recently. I actually thrifted this CD recently, and I've really liked it a lot. And I'm just going to play this song for you, Alabama, Neil Young, off of his 1972 album Harvest.
I'm from a new land. I come to
that was Alabama by Neil Young off of Harvest. Neil Young really and seriously just is a real Canadian sweetheart.
Yeah, I love some Neil Young. That song is about racism. It's about Alabama, of course, as it's called, Alabama. I love that chorus. I love the way it just hits. And apparently Leonard Skinner took offense to the chorus where he goes, Alabama, you got the weight on your shoulders, breaking your back. And, fuck Leonard Skinner.
It's the anti-Leonard Skinner fan club.
Yeah.
Sorry if you like Leonard Skinner. Actually, not sorry.
Yeah. Neil Young has always been super cool, so I like Neil Young a lot. And he just took his music off Spotify, which...
Definitely Team Neil Young.
Team Neil Young, though. Team Neil Young. What do we got up next?
All right, so this next song is called She Said. It's by The Gins, which they hail from Vancouver. They're really up and coming. If you like that kind of harder rock sound, this is a band that you got to look out for.
Yeah, you introduced me to this band, and I really think they're pretty dope. So I'm going to play She Said by The Gins.
She said, it's supposed to be in bed. Oh no, things don't feel right in my head. Now I finally know, I'm supposed to go alone. Oh no, guess it feels right anyway.
What we just heard there was She Said by The Gins, and you gotta love when there's new grunge bands coming out and they're doing sound justice.
Super good band, super good song. Love the way he sings that chorus, man. It really hits.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. Not much more to say about that one. They're from Montreal, right?
Those guys are from Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah.
Coming up, these guys are from Montreal.
Coming up next, we got the Unicorns. We've played them before. They're Canadian, from Montreal. Little indie pop kind of band, indie rock kind of band.
This is one of those records I really feel like you just got to listen to as well.
Yeah, I agree. It's got a really good sound. It's got a really unique sound as well.
Follows quite a deathly theme.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, okay. A lot of death mentions, but you know what? That's okay. Sometimes you got to be a little avant-garde.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This is I Was Born a Unicorn by the Unicorns off of their album Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone.
Nice.
What you just heard there was I Was Born a Unicorn by the Unicorns, and although the band only lasted about 4 years, 2000 to 2004, and this is the only album, I think.
Yeah, this is really their only record. They've got a little bit of an EP, but it didn't really do anything. It's too bad they didn't release more music.
Yeah, fantastic. They have really good sound.
Love the drum work on that song, and I'm very particularly fond of the album cover.
Yeah, I agree. I like the album cover as well. What do we got up next, Cole?
What we got up next here is a song called No Aloha by The Breeders. I absolutely love this song, and to be honest, I can't even tell you why. It just hits me in the right spot. And this is a band fronted by Kim Deal of The Pixies. If you like The Pixies, definitely, definitely check out The Breeders.
Breeders are sick. This is No Aloha by The Breeders off of the album Last Splash.
No aloha. I know I saw
This was No Aloha by the Breeders off of an absolute record called Last Splash.
Yeah,
check
love
out
them.
The Breeders.
Yeah, if you like the Pixies, you'll love the Breeders. Super dope track.
Kim Deal is a creative genius.
The real deal, you could say.
You could say that.
Next up, we got one of my favorite songs as of recently. This is from Car Seat Headrest, which is a little indie band, indie rock band. I think this album came out in 2018. And well, it originally came out in 2011, and then the artist Will Toledo remastered it in 2018, and this is the remastered version of Sober to Death off Twin Fantasy. He's got a great voice. He's got great lyrics.
Love that title.
Yeah, Twin Fantasy, super dope. It's got a great cover as well. Cute little artwork. So this is Sober to Death off Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest.
We'll be right back.
What you just heard there was Car Seat Headrest with Sober to Death off their album Twin Fantasy, and I really love that song. I really love that album. I think it's such a motive album, and it's such a personal album to him. Like, everything he says is so, like, brutally honest, and it's it really, you know, touches that stone.
You can text me when punching mattresses gets old.
Yeah. Hold on to the ghost of my body. You know, good stories make bad lives. It's just
great lyrics.
Yeah, some really good lyrics on the album, and I definitely recommend checking that out. And what we got up next, Cole?
Right now, what we got up next is Star Stuff by Luna Lee. I just went to this concert on Friday. It was absolutely phenomenal. Wearing the t-shirt right now.
Sick.
If only you could see it. This is Star Stuff by Luna Lee. Just couldn't even tell you how good this song is, really.
From Toronto.
Luna Lee.
Luna Lee with Star Stuff. I was aware of her, I think, last year. She had an EP that came out with some instrumentals and stuff, and it was really funky and really groovy. But
kind of like a lo-fi vibe.
Yeah,
lo-fi,
super lo-fi. But she's super talented. She plays so many instruments, you said, right?
Super talented. Harp, violin, all on the same stage, all by the same gal. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Somebody that you got to look out for.
Definitely. Local, too, from Canada. So you gotta love that. What we got up next is one of my favorite artists, I think ever, honestly, is Elliot Smith. And this is off of his posthumous album From a Basement on the Hill. And this is one of his saddest songs, in my opinion, but something that really hits me hard. And the lyrics are, it's not even for the instrumental that really gets me. It's mostly just the lyrics that this one gets me for. But this is A Fond Farewell by Elliot Smith, which was also, fun fact, sampled by Frank Ocean, or interpolated by Frank Ocean on his album Siegfried of Blonde.
Love Frank, and also the name Elliot is probably like in my top 10 names of all time.
It's a great name.
Love that name.
And he picked that one himself too, so.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he changed his name But
it's a good one to change it to.
It is. It's a classic, really. Anyways, here's A Fond Farewell by Elliott Smith. Elliott Smith, one of the most talented songwriters the last like 20, 30 years, the last decade, last century. That one was one of his most heartbreaking to me. So many sad lyrics in there, so many good ones. But
Elliott Smith will make you cry.
He'll make you cry. It's tough, but I love Elliott Smith so much, and rest in peace to Elliott Smith.
Rest in peace.
What do we got up next?
Sad times.
Sad times.
Up next, we have Death Grips with I've Seen Footage. I'm not going to say much about this one, but all I'm going to say is... listen to Death Grips.
Yeah. It's going to be some fun. It's a fun one.
Get up. Knees. Now rest it. Swallow my knees.
Oh, so
I stay knees.
I stay knees.
I stay knees. Get up. Knees. Now rest it. Swallow my knees.
I stay knees.
Just heard there was Death Grips with I've Seen Footage. Super influential band and super sick, super annoyed.
If you're looking for that real underground music, get on over to Death Grips.
They influenced Brockhampton and Kanye and so many other hyper pop, you know, so many different facets of modern music today have came from Death Grips, or at least somewhat have influenced groups. People who've influenced other people. And yeah, up next we got
shout out to the drummer.
Yeah, up next we got another drummer who I really love.
Shout out to another drummer. Mitchell.
This is from the Jimi Hendrix band, Jimi Hendrix Experience. This is from Are You Experienced. Love Mitch Mitchell. I just realized that recently. Maybe it's just my inexperience with listening to drums and stuff, but really taking note of the drumming on this album is really impressive. So this is a Manic Depression, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Check this one out. Just take note of the drumming. It shouldn't sound like that. My apologies, everyone. That is not what the song is supposed to sound like. So we're going to pull up another version of that song. Manic Depression.
Don't know how to go about getting it.
You are listening You go.
You are listening to
102.7
CKMS.
Radio Waterloo.
Radio Waterloo.
This is Radio M.
This is Radio
M. I'm your host, Wayne. Will.
I'm Cole. And I'm not the host, but I'm a guest.
He's a guest. He's a guest of the show. Sam is out for the summer, so we're having people come on, and we're playing songs, and we're having a good time. That was Manic Depression.
I mean, I'm having a bad time, actually.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm having a fantastic time.
No, I'm actually having a good time. No,
we're chilling here. We're just messing with you. That was Manic Depression by Jimi Hendrix, and really note the drumming on that album and that song. Mitch Mitchell, Jimi Hendrix. You think of Jimmy as a guitar guy, but you know he's got some great drumming on those albums. So very good. Very love that song.
Gotta love Jimmy.
What we got up next is
this is Lush, and this song is called "Untogether" off of Spooky, which is my favorite record of all time.
Yeah. Lush, very dream poppy, very alternative rocky from the early 90s, right?
Kind of shoegaze in there. To Lush.
Yeah, they got a really good sound. They combine a lot of those great pop, dream pop, and grunge kind of sounds really uniquely, in my opinion. So this is Untogether by Lush off of Spooky. You just heard there was Lush with Untogether.
Great album cover. Could not tell you what it is, but I just know that I really like it.
It reminds me of that one game with like the worms, where you go through the worms. You ever play that one online?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Slither.io.
Like, Slither.io, that's the one. Yeah.
Classic, check that game
reminds
out.
Reminds me of that. But Lush, super great band. They still like music?
They don't.
They don't, okay.
They disbanded.
Well, this person still makes music. Just had an album come out a couple years ago. This is Paul McCartney, you know, of the Beatles. No introduction really needed.
Never gonna stop.
He's touring right now too, eh?
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a spirit, what a soul.
You know, old people doing stuff is always impressive. But anyways, this is a song. This is Another Day off of his album Ram, which is probably, in my opinion, his best solo album, right?
Really just one of the best albums.
It's such a good album. It's very impressive.
Some people hail it as the first instance of an indie record.
Yeah, because it was all made on like his farm, and it was very like, he didn't really have a big budget for it, I don't think, and it was kind of just off the cuff.
Shaped his sound, came out with a new sound. Really. Yeah. Not many things sounded like Ram at the time when it came out.
People didn't really like it either. There was like quotes of like Ringo being like, this is like the West... Beatles album or something like that,
but it's come up.
It's come up. People keep it's a cult classic now, I'd say. But anyways, here's Another Day off of Ram. Check that album out if you haven't, but check this song out first.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a doll around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings. Get off her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another cup.
What you just heard there was Paul McCartney with Another Day off of his album Ram. It was really interesting watching the new documentary about the Beatles that came out, because you get to see a lot of the Beatles working on their solo songs in the group setting. So you hear like John helping Paul write this song, and you see Paul helping John write like Jealous Guy and stuff like that. And you see George Harrison writing All Things Must Pass. But with the Beatles still, it was pretty fun documentary. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out.
I got to check that one out.
Yeah, definitely recommend it. And this will be your last song of the day.
Last song of the Sunday.
Thanks for tuning in with us. This was a fun session. It was pretty eclectic.
A lot of wacky music, a lot of fun music. You never know what you're going to get.
Lots of laughs.
So here we got Kendrick Lamar with Loyalty featuring Rihanna. I mean, damn. New album's coming out May 13th.
Mr. Moral and the Big Steppers. Check that one out. Thanks for tuning in. This is Wadio Wham. Check us out online, radiowaterloo.com. CKMS 102.7.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. I said I'm